This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about Osa, but we're going to take a quick detour.
Tick you off.
And maybe it won't be a quick detour. Maybe it'll take a while because I don't know what the hell the Mavericks are doing. All right. So season ticket renewals came out this morning at 10 a.m. They include an average increase in ticket prices of 8.61%. All right. I get it. You had this price structure in place for a while. You're like, we just made it to the NBA Finals. We can do this. Then everything should have changed about, what, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And you should have been like, holy crap, we just pissed off the entire fan base.
Took their favorite player.
Yeah. Let's rethink this over the next few weeks. And then we have a couple of weeks to come up with all the new printed material or the emails and everything like that. So
this seems like a what are you going to do about it move?
Well,
right?
It does, because they also included a statement in there.
I love statements.
You will not. Quote, the increases reflect ongoing investments in the team and fan engagement.
Heck yeah. We want to become more engagey with the fans. Is basically what they're saying. So in order to do that, it's going to cost some money, and we're not paying it, so you guys can pay it, because don't you want these fan engagements?
This feels like if you had a confrontation with somebody who your wife cheated on you with, and the first thing he said was, hey, bro, she came on to me. Like, that's not going to help the situation. And so the Mavericks are talking about fan engagement. Fan engagement for the Mavericks is probably the lowest it's been since the 1990s, when the Dallas Mavericks were challenging for the worst record in a single season in NBA history. They just missed it by 2 wins. Good job. Because people are still mad. Still! After like 5 or 6 weeks. And then ongoing investments in the team. What the hell does that mean? You just traded away the player that would have landed the biggest Supermax contract in the history of the NBA. What does any of that mean?
All right, so here's from the 469, or are they saying fan engagements like fire Nico and the fans being upset? Is that the
That's a good point. I'm going to take a step back. Let me try this again. Fan engagement right now probably is through the roof. Positive fan engagement is probably really low. If you count every one of those tweets or signs or X'd out jerseys as an engagement, then you know what? You got me there, Mavericks.
Or every single time you've ever seen your friend and your friend said, dude, what are the Mavs doing? Like, it happens. Every conversation usually starts off with something about the Cowboys. Mavs have been dominating that for a while now. Kevin, the I haven't been in quite some time and paid attention, but when Mark Cuban got here, the fan engagement, the in-game entertainment was different, right? Like, remember when we were kids and it was, you had the board and that was about it. Like, that entertained you in the game. But when Mark Cuban got here, he was like, Mavs maniacs giving them to you. Mavs dancers giving them to you. You know what? Halftime show, we're doing something awesome. Be ready for it. We got two dudes that can stand on top of each other and shoot bows and arrows with their feet. You know, it was wild stuff, and it was always kind of interesting and fun. I wonder if they're like, if those, if the Adelsons Dumont group, if they're like, look, man, we're going to go take some of the best stuff we've ever seen in Vegas, and we're throwing it in, your, in the in-game performance, if that is what they're meaning, and those types of upgrades. It does suggest that not everybody is going, like, the people that are getting hit the most are the ones with the biggest prices, club access level. They're going to go up by 10%, a little more than 10%. But it, they're trying to say that it's going to be less than market value for other ones around the league, too. And I don't know how people feel about that other than we're getting a tax hike, and I don't like it. Is that what you feel like? It's a tax hike, and you don't like it? Or do you feel like, and they're going to use that money properly? Or you should be giving me discounts after making me this mad?
So I know that we're really testing our audience with our second mention of professional wrestling of the day. But there's an old Roddy Piper thing where he said, just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions. Just when I think that the Dallas Mavericks could not handle this entire situation any worse, they're like, oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Not hold my beer, hold my keg and the funnel that goes with it too. Because I don't understand what is happening. You have to know you're going to shed a tremendous amount of your season ticket holders. And don't tell me that enough? This price increase is to offset that, because it's not going to be enough. You're going to lose more than 8.6% of your season ticket holders. I am freaking positive about that.
I've been very adamant that I don't think they're trying to move it to Vegas.
To be fair, I also do not.
I'm still very adamant about that. But this doesn't help my case by any means. It does not help me because, as you're seeing it right now, it's obvious. They're trying to make the fans so mad the fans will stop going and they can move the team. That doesn't matter. Ultimately, you'll have a team in Dallas. That's going to happen.
Sure.
The NBA, like, this is moved into a top four market recently.
I don't want another team.
Yeah, I totally understand you there. But they are basically saying, what are you going to do about it? And it is going to be on fans and businesses, because businesses do a lot of the suites.
Yeah.
They'll buy those suites. They'll buy those platinum level seats.
Fair.
And they're still going to get the business. But it's going to be, how many of these packages can we afford to lose? And will they really? If we are good enough again this year, let's say Anthony Davis comes back late in the season and they make a playoff push out of the play-in game, this might be, everybody goes, you know what? We were wrong. Nico, he was right. We didn't believe it was going to happen, but look what they just accomplished, and they might get the excitement. I think that's what they're gambling on here. Now, again, it's a big risk and a big gamble because they don't look like a playoff team right now. They look miserable without any bigs on the court. It is a big gamble for them already announcing that. I would have probably waited till later. But but if you're in the sales department right now for the Mavericks season ticket holders.
What a terrible job.
Your job has to be difficult. A, calling the people that are furious that you already did the trade. And now calling people and saying, hey, we just took the price up just a little bit. I wonder if they're aiming at targets that are people that never bought before. And they're like, we're going to try and get all those people in. And they don't know what the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Price was before and they don't care.
And you got to feel bad because those people didn't make the trade. No. It'd be different if for some reason Deco's part-time job was selling season tickets. And I'd be like, hey, this is your deal, man. You have to kind of like own up to it. But it's not Suzanne's fault. She's just trying to make a living calling up season ticket holders. They're going to yell at her. She didn't make the damn trade. From the 940. Yep, I got an email the week before the Luka trade that over the next 5 years, which I guess would coincide with most of that Supermax, season tickets would go up a total of 59.8%. From the 214. Well, maybe they're, you know what?
Wow.
Here's what I think happened then. I think they think they're helping people out. Because like, that's an average of 12% per year. I think that the Mavericks are like, we scaled it down.
We think you're going to go up 20% per year.
From 12% to 8.6%. So really, didn't we drop your ticket prices?
Yeah, they are.
Which is not how any of that works. All right? But that's what I think. From the 214, I've had tickets for 11 years. Won't reach 12. Last season jumped almost 20% plus the Luka trade and the way they've slandered him. I'm out. And that part is really interesting because you've seen that. We've seen that a lot in these last these last 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. More and more people mentioning it's not just the trade that bothered them. It's all of the negative things that got said on his way out the door. And I think that's...
Okay.
Go ahead.
For that point, though, don't we want the information? Like, if... Just because the information I don't like doesn't mean that it's not the reason.
And okay.
A lot of people are just like, I don't want to hear that about that guy. But it does feel like all the things we're hearing about that are very leaked in some way. And there's no true like whole form that it's been put in. It's just like I get this little nugget here, this little nugget there, this one over here. And I'm trying to put all these together. And sometimes they all conflict with each other. What's the real reason? But I think people want to know the reason.
But they want to know the reason if it's the reason they want to hear, right? You just said something. I'm with you. I am in that camp. But how many people don't like the truth because it doesn't fit with what they want?
All the time.
And so this could be about Luka. This could be about anything, whatever the hell you want it to be about.
Swimming pools.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually kind of intrigued by hearing more about that. Mm-hmm. But would it have been different if, like, 2 years ago, instead of going on the injured list, the Mavericks would have like publicly supported Luka for, I don't know, going to rehab or whatever, for alcohol or whatever the main concern
is. I got you. I see.
Would it be any different now if they were like, we just couldn't handle it anymore, and we had to move on.
But y'all already knew what the problem was, and you've seen it.
And so I think some people think these problems are made up because you didn't hear about them before. And right. So that
there
is going to be
a couple things we heard before that fit with the narrative.
I agree. But for the most part, do you think a lot of the fan base had heard the rumors like before the last month and a half that he might have an alcohol problem and other things like that? Not a ton. And so when it all comes out, it does feel like you're just making crap up out the door.
From one of our in the building members, he said, my 10-game plan went from 1150 to 1500 last year. Now it's 1670. He says 45.2% increase.
Yikes.
And I don't know if that math is correct. I'm going to trust him because he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
But that's a giant leap in the 2-year span. And like you said, that there's three more years of it. Maybe even 4 more years.
And from the 945, the Lucas slander is why I'm pissed off. From the 214, it's not slander if it's true. That's in a legal sense. But it absolutely is slander to some people.
In the court even of if, public opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's true. So I'm not here to debate that with you. I'm with you. I think people should be able to tell the truth, and maybe not 100% of the time, but most of the time. But for a lot of people, they think it is slander because they've never heard any of this, or they've never even heard allusions.
Right. Yeah.
Because what's the closest you ever heard about Luka and alcohol? Ha! Finley took a beer from him because they're going to the finals? Hilarious.
And there's another picture of him out there drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And smoking hookah. Those three pictures are what we know.
And so, like, that's what's contributed a lot of this. And from the 940, I'm not renewing my season tickets. I'm switching to the Rangers. We talked about that when this trade went down. I don't know how much of a focus they have made it in the ensuing 5 or 6 weeks, but if you're the Rangers, you absolutely had to see this as an opportunity. And it's another opportunity today as people are still palpably angry about this.
I will. If you want me to add to this, Kevin, if you're getting in on the Rangers right now, which you can listen to them right here on 105.3 The Fan for free. They do lead spring training in home runs right now.
Oh,
after hitting 4 on Sunday.
My.
So gosh. If you were hoping power was coming back to this team, it looks as if Bochy told us while we were out there, like he thinks that they can get back to that 23 slugging way.
Okay.
And so if you're like, you know what, I'm thinking about jumping ship from Mavs to Rangers. Looks like they got a good thing going this year, so be ready.
And by the way,
all right, go get Rangers.
Yeah, go get Rangers. Thank you, Bochy. Really appreciate that.
PJ Washington, by the way, suffered a setback with his ankle injury.
Who am I even going to pay to watch?
To the Bucks.
Who am I even showing up to watch now? PJ, it's just Kyrie. That's it.
Kind of.
And Moses Brown.
That is true.
Thunder legend.
I don't know if you can hike up your season ticket prices based
for
on
Moses
a 10-day contract. So look, people are palpably mad, and I this goes back
when
to this.
When Anthony Davis comes back, I'll pay you to see him.
Sure.
I will.
But they've done everything every step of the way wrong. From the almost middle of the night news dump to not talking to all the teams. I know we're hearing more and more. Maybe they talk to the Bucks. Maybe they talk to the Timberwolves. Not talking to all the teams to get requisite value. Kicking people out in the ensuing couple of games because they said somewhat inflammatory things. That thing on social media going around about how you can't even wear a Luka jersey anymore. And in the court of public opinion was what mattered on that. Not about whether or not it was actually true, which is what should matter. But people saw it and they're like, I knew this scumbag group would do that. Not even based on something factually accurate, but just because they're mad. And then to top it all off, your most loyal fans, congratulations. Here's a little something for you.
You just flipped me off.
No, that was underneath
finger.
The line of the camera. Thank you very much.
I can
much.
Still talk about what I see. No, you aren't going to be. We got to go.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months. Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.